Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a current look at the league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball. As always, before we get into the other things of nature, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Tampa Bay Rays. Wow. As we conclude this first month of the Major League Baseball season, the hottest team in Major League Baseball during the month of April was Tampa Bay. Wow, you talk about going on a roll. Tampa Bay, from the beginning of the season up until April the 13th, they had a consecutive winning streak. Yes, they were undefeated from the start of the season from March 30th up until April the 13th. And then they would finally lose their first game on April the 14th to the Toronto Blue Jays. But however, Tampa Bay is currently at the top of the American League East as this show is airing. And I tell you one thing, the Rays are just in rare form. They've been in rare form really since the pandemic year, the pandemic shortened season when they played in the World Series. As far as offense is concerned, I mean, Brandon Lau, Wander Franco, those guys have been playing great so far in this first half of the year, along with Yandy Diaz and, of course, Randy Arozarena. Pitching staff, I mean, what can you say about Shane McClanahan? Shane has been the ace of that rotation for quite some time. And, of course, at the closing pitcher is Pete Fairbanks. So Tampa Bay got on a roll during this first month of the Major League Baseball season, and they're continuing to be on a roll. And I tell you one thing, I know it's early, really early in the Major League Baseball season. When you play 162-game regular season, it's not a sprint. It is a marathon. And so far, so good in the month of April. I mean, Tampa went on a roll in this first month of the Major League Baseball season, winning 13 games in a row before finally losing their first game on April the 14th to the Toronto Blue Jays. So great start so far for Kevin Cash and the Tampa Bay Rays, playing really well right now, not just hitting the ball well, but also with the pitching, as I mentioned earlier, with Shane McClanahan, Drew Rasmussen, also Zach Eflin, just to name a few. So kudos for Bay Rays. My next storyline is going to be the Pittsburgh Pirates. Wow. Pittsburgh had one of the worst records in Major League Baseball last year. They only finished with a record of 62-100. Now, within the last almost a decade or so, Pittsburgh has been hit and miss. But so far, I know it's April. It's a long season. It's a marathon in Major League Baseball. But the Pirates, they have a great record right now. So far, they're at the top, as this show is airing, they're at the top of the National League Central. Playing well, doing what they need to do right now. Again, if you remember back in the day, the Pirates were a powerhouse with the likes of Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, Andy Van Slyke. Also, you could go as far back as Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, just to name a few. It seems that the Pirates, I know it's early and I know it's premature, but right now playing some great ball. And again, they haven't been to the playoffs in a while. Matter of fact, it's been 2015. The last time the Pittsburgh Pirates went to the playoffs was in 2015, and they won, and they wind up winning the National League Central title during that time. And, you know, it's been a long time coming for the Pirates. Again, Pittsburgh, if you know back in the day, they were constantly in the postseason, year in and year out. And you can go as far back as back in the day with Roberto Clemente. And, you know, when you've got great hitting so far with the Pirates, with the likes of Jack Sawinski, Brian Reynolds, of course, Connor Joe, and you can't forget about Andrew McCutchen, someone who is going to be a future Hall of Famer one day. Someone, this is his second stint back with the Pirates after spending some time with the Philadelphia Phillies. As far as pitching is concerned, you know, Mitch Keller, also Vince Velasquez. You've got David Bednar, who's the closing pitcher, and, of course, Rich Hill. I mean, Rich Hill is like a fine wine. He just gets better with time. And certainly Pittsburgh, I know it's early in the season, but they're on their they're on great winning ways right now. It's great to see the Pittsburgh Pirates winning, especially in, not just in this first month of the season, but hopefully they can keep it up as we get head into the month of May, and they can really turn some heads and let people know that we're back and we're here to stay, and we want to build on the momentum. We want to build on the success that we have, not just with the young nucleus, but even with the veterans like a Andrew McCutchen and a Rich Hill. And for my last storyline is going to be the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves, of course, as you know, World Series champs a year ago. The Braves have their core roster pretty much intact with the likes of Ozzie Albies. Also, you know, they have Matt Olson, Austin Riley, of course, Ronald Acuna Jr. We know what talent he brings to the table. Pitching rotation with Max Fried, Charlie Morton, just to name a few. And certainly right now, Bryant's doing a solid job with his Braves so far. They're currently at the top of the National League East as this show is currently airing. So when you know about Major League Baseball, specifically currently what's going on in the National League with the New York Mets, with the Pittsburgh Pirates, with the Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Diego Padres, and of course you've got to put the Atlanta Braves in the mix as well. Again, the Braves doing what the Braves have been doing for the last several years. They're getting it done pitching, and they're getting it done on the hitting side. Eddie Rosario, someone who was the darling of that World Series run just a year ago, has been playing pretty solid so far this first month of the year. And it's going to be interesting how the Braves, again, the New York Mets are right behind them in the standings currently. You know, it's getting tight in the National League, but getting tight in a great way. Again, the Braves, I'm talking about the pitching for a moment, Charlie Morton, Max Fried, also Spencer Strider is in the mix as well. A.J. Minter doing a solid job closing thus far for the Braves. So Atlanta, again, the National League East alone, can't forget about the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies, Bryce Harper, should be returning from injury real soon. So certainly this is going to add to a lot of suspense as we continue to move forward in this first half of the Major League Baseball season. But right now the Braves doing what the Braves do best, playing solid, playing well, especially these last several years with what they've brought to the table just in terms of their pitching, their hitting, and of course a great job so far with the managerial side with Brian Snitker at the helm. I said 2022 with the Braves. I'm sorry, the Braves won the title 2 years ago. It was in 2021. The Astros won it last year. I'm sorry about that. It was the Astros and the Phillies in 2022. The Atlanta Braves won the World Series title in 2021, beating the Houston Astros. But the Braves, almost two years removed now from that World Series title. For the most part, again, they still have their nucleus intact. Again, Freddie Freeman no longer there. Of course, you know, is a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But nevertheless, the Braves are still on top currently in the National League East, and they hope to continue on their winning ways as we move into the month of May. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today. Barney, Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time for the current league leaders in Major League Baseball average. This man had a phenomenal year last year with the Minnesota Twins. Now he's a member of the Miami Marlins. He won the American League batting championship last year. Luis Arias now playing for the Miami Marlins, and he's currently hitting at 442. Coming in at number two from the Toronto Blue Jays, Matt Chapman. He has a batting average of .372. Coming in at number three is Jorge Mateo from the Baltimore Orioles. He's batting .353. At number four, Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. He's batting .352. And at number five is Thairo Estrada from the San Francisco Giants. He's hitting at .350. Next category is home runs. Coming in at number one from the L.A. Dodgers, Max Muncy. He currently has 11 home runs. Tied for second, we have Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox and Patrick Wisdom from the Chicago Cubs. And also Pete Alonso from the New York Mets. Those three gentlemen have 10 home runs. And coming in fifth is Brent Rooker from the Oakland at 8 home runs. Next category is runs batted in, RBIs. Coming in at number one is Adalys Garcia from the Texas Rangers. He has 29 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays. He has 28 RBIs. Tied for third, Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox and Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. He has 27 RBIs. And coming in fifth is Matt Olson from the Atlanta Braves. He has 25 RBIs. Next category is runs scored. Coming in at number one, Marcus Semien. He has 24 runs scored. Tied for second, Yandy Diaz from the Tampa Bay Rays, Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves, and Nick Castellanos from the Philadelphia Phillies. They all have scored 23 runs. And in fifth, Christian Yelich from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has scored 22 runs. Next category is stolen bases. Coming in at number one from the Atlanta Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr. He has 13 stolen bases. Tied for second is Esturi Ruiz from the Oakland A's and Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Miami Marlins. They both have 11 stolen bases. And tied for fourth, we have Jiwon Bae from the Pittsburgh Pirates and Corbin Carroll from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They both have 10 stolen bases. Next category is hits. We have a four-way tie for first place. We have Luis Arias from the Miami Marlins, also Nico Hoerner from the Chicago Cubs, Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves, and Bryson Stott from the Philadelphia Phillies. They all have 38 hits so far. And coming in fifth is Bo Bichette from the Toronto Blue Jays with 36 hits. And the last category that we have is on-base slugging percentage. And we have Matt Chapman coming in at number one from the Toronto Blue Jays. Coming in at number two is Max Muncy from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Coming in at number three is Brandon Marsh from the Philadelphia Phillies. Coming in at number four is Luis Arias from the Miami Marlins. And in fifth is Jorge Mateo from the Baltimore Orioles. And that takes care of your offensive categories. Let's move over now to pitching. Four-way tie for first place. There we go. And a four-way tie for first place, we have Shane McClanahan from the Tampa Bay Rays, Clayton Kershaw from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees, and Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins. They all have 5 wins. And currently in fifth place is Kyle Gibson from the Baltimore Orioles with 4 wins. Next category is saves. In a four-way tie for first place, we have Josh Hader from the San Diego Padres, Jordan Romano from the Toronto Blue Jays, David Bednar from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Emmanuel Clase from the Cleveland Guardians. They all have 9 saves. And in fifth place is Felix Bautista from the Baltimore Orioles. Next category is ERA, earned run average. Coming in at number one is Sonny Gray from the Minnesota Twins. He has an ERA of 0.62. Coming in at number two is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He has an ERA of 1.11. At number three is Justin Steele from the Chicago Cubs. He has an ERA of 1.19, ERA of 1.80. And at number five is Luis Castillo from the Seattle Mariners. He has an ERA of 1.82. Next category is strikeouts. At number one is Kevin Gausman from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has 54 strikeouts. At number two, Zach Gallen from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He has 51 strikeouts. Coming in at number three is Spencer Strider from the Atlanta Braves. He has 49 strikeouts. And tied for fourth is Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels and Pablo Lopez from the Minnesota Twins. He has 46 strikeouts. Next category is innings pitched. Coming in at number one is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He's pitched 40.2 innings. Coming in at number two, Framber Valdez from the Houston Astros. He's pitched 39 innings. Coming in at number three is Kevin Gausman from the Toronto Blue Jays. At number four, Clayton Kershaw from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And at number five is Shane Bieber from the Cleveland Guardians. And the last category that we have is walks plus hits and innings pitched. At number one is Tyler Wells from the Baltimore Orioles. At number two, Jacob DeGrom from the Texas Rangers. Coming in at number three, Clayton Kershaw from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Coming in at number four is Zach Gallen from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And at number five, Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins. And it takes care of the league leaders in Major League Baseball after this first month of the season. Let's move along now to the standings before we get on out of here. Let's start off in the American League. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are currently number one with a record of 23 wins and 5 losses. Coming in at number two, actually, we have a tie for second place. The Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays, they both have a record of 18-9. Next category is the next team is the New York Yankees. They have a record of 15-13. And the Boston Red Sox are last with a record of 14-14. The next division that we have is the American League Central. Coming in at number one are the Minnesota Twins. They have a record of 16-12. The Cleveland Guardians are next with a record of 13-14. The Detroit Tigers are next with the record for last are the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. They both have records of 7-21. The next category that we have, and the last division that we have, is in the American League West. The Texas Rangers have a record of 16-11. The Houston Astros are next with a record of 14-13. The Los Angeles Angels are next with a record of 14-14. The Seattle Mariners are next with a record of 11-16. And the Oakland A's are last with a record of 5-23. Let's move along now to the National League. And over on the National League East, we have the Atlanta Braves. They're currently leading with a record of 18-9. The next team that we have is the New York Mets with a record of 15-12, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins. They both have a record of 15-13. And the Washington Nationals are next with a record of 9-17. The next division that we have is the National League Central. The Pittsburgh Pirates are currently the leaders with a record of 20-8. The Milwaukee Brewers are next with a record of 18-9. The Chicago Cubs are next with a record of 14-12. The Cincinnati Reds are next with a record of 12-15. And in last place are the St. Louis Cardinals with a record of 10-18. And the last division is the National League West. Leading in the NL West are the Arizona Diamondbacks with a record of 16-12. The Los Angeles Dodgers are next with a record of 15-13. The San Diego Padres are next with a record of 14-14. The San Francisco Giants are next with a record of 11-15. And the Colorado Rockies are in last place, in the National League West with a record of 8-20. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Extra Base Hits. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Extra Base Hits.